So we continue our preview of the Wilton Recycling Donegal International Rally, and delighted to say I'm joined by John Armstrong and local man Shane Byrne. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Morning, Oisin. How are you?
I'm not too bad. And listen, you're continuing your recce here ahead of the big event this weekend. Shane, you don't mind if I start with John, if that's okay. Yeah. So, first time in Donegal, John, but you two boys are coming here in not bad form, good form, excellent form, a third in Rally Poland at the weekend. So it's been a good couple of weeks for you as you head towards Donegal here.
Yeah, 100%. First time that I'm doing Donegal, but I come from Caish and Fermanagh, and I remember lots of memories coming to watch the rally. So as we've been doing the recce, I've been like remembering certain spots where we've pulled in or got fuel and stuff. So yeah, it's a wee bit familiar, but of course, yeah, it's going to be a big challenge just to try and, well, we always make our own notes now in European and drive to them as flat out as you can. So it's a big challenge going up against the experience the other lads have, but it'll be the same for Hayden as well. Obviously, he's coming from further afield than I am. So yeah, as you say, we're in good form. We've had good pace in the RC, but yeah, and also we done West Cork at the start of the year and had good pace there too. So it's just seeing how we get going at the start of the rally, enjoy it, soak up the atmosphere, see all the fans, and yeah, try to keep the right foot down. Yeah.
Just in Poland at the weekend, that result was coming for you, wasn't it? Because you've been feeling good this last while in the car.
Yeah, we've been feeling good. We've had a really good start to the year, and yeah, we've had podium pace on pretty much every rally, but we had a couple of issues on the other ones, which was frustrating. So it's nice to get that off our back now to get a podium. My second podium in ERC, first on gravel, and obviously Shane's first podium in the ERC, so it was nice to share that together.
Yeah, excellent moment last weekend, Shane, to get the podium. Something that you've been striving for, highlight so far of your very, very young rallying career.
Yeah, I started rallying in 2015, so it is a nice moment going over the finish line, knowing that we got it and we had a clean weekend, no punctures and no issues. So now I'll have to get a photo above the fireplace at home now of that. So good to be here in Donegal this week. Just coming up to halfway in a recce now, so quite busy, but really looking forward to the weekend ahead.
How have you found the challenge here in Donegal, making your own notes? Yes, you've sat with Donald Mandy Kelly and you're running with Desi Henry last year, but you're with John, and you two guys are learning your trade all the time. You're writing your own notes, particularly now with John. This is the first time for him. What's the challenge been like for you?
I suppose time management is quite important. Just trying to get a break in at the right time so you're not overdoing things, and getting your pace note work done in the even time so that everything's right, so it's done, so you're fresh going into the next day for recce. But I suppose the advantage for me too is I know where I'm going up here, because you'd be driving some of the roads with work, and I always remember, like, when you become around them last few corners and fan it through the trees and the walls, you always be wondering you'll be able to fulfill that dream, because that's where the finish line is. So you're just hoping it'll you'll be able to do that.
Yeah, I spoke to Hayden yesterday, and obviously he doesn't have much local knowledge. John has alluded to here, he hasn't competed on the stages before. So does that make your role even more crucial again, since you are a hometown boy here, Shane?
Yeah, the co-driver and the admin keeper receptionist, I have to do every job. So, but no, everything's under control, and we're going to give it our best shot at the weekend, try our best.
Yeah. What are you looking forward to most, John, at the weekend? Because there's a couple of big stages on there, so there is.
Yeah, I think the big one is obviously Knockalla. It would be nice to go up there and see what that stage is all about at speed. Obviously, on Sunday, there's a couple of famous stages as well. So, but I think the big thing for me is rallying at home, and you know, all your friends, family, supporters can be there, and there's loads of fans in Ireland that maybe don't follow the ERC stuff as much, but I know it's important for us to come here with M Sport and the Fiesta, and you know, it's effectively a works team, so it's cool to bring that car to the fans, and yeah, we look forward to seeing everyone, and we'll just give it a good push now and see if we can take the fight to the guys.
Serious competition there.
Yeah, it's massive. You know, I raced Hayden last year in ERC. I know what his pace was like in the European round in Wales on tarmac. Like, no one could touch him in that rally, so it's going to be a big fight with him. And obviously Callum is really, really fast and has won the rally a few times now. So, and then Marion Evans is striking a new form at the minute too, so he'll be in the sharp end. So it's good competition.
William's
that's what you
stuck
want
in there too. So is.
Yeah, I forgot about William. Yeah, there's too many almost. Yeah. That's the thing. But it'll be great for the fans to follow it, and for us drivers too. You know, we want to be competing against fast people because that brings us on and makes us better.
What are you looking forward to most, Shane? You've been around these a couple of times, so you have, but yeah. Listen, you're at the head of the field now. You're mixing with the big boys up the top end, so you're.
Yeah, I suppose not all that, because even from watching it, you always see the crowds are there, and just you're looking up the hill, and I suppose it's just them videos of Donnelly and Nesbitt and years gone past and Manus gone up there, so just you're looking forward to getting your chance to getting the hammer down and seeing when you come out fastest.
Yeah. Right then, if I was to speak to you on Sunday evening, where would you like to be, John? What's the plan for the weekend?
Top step outside the hotel would be nice, but you know, if there's a lot of work in between that, so that's the ultimate goal, but you really have to focus on the small steps, and that's doing the work that we're doing today on the recce, and as Shane said, doing your review of the notes and just take it stage by stage.
Yeah, you've got your Motorsport Ireland Rally Academy shirt on here. Their contribution to the likes of you guys, and there's a host of other crews as well, has been phenomenal over the last couple of years, Shane. And we have to mention that probably Irish rallying now with all these young drivers and co-drivers is probably at a level that hasn't been before.
Yeah, they've really brought co-drivers and drivers to a new level. For me personally, it's changed my outlook on rallying and preparation and fitness and training and that, you know. So it's just they're always trying to find them extra 1% to up your game and be ahead of everybody else. So the standard is set quite high, so we have to keep it high. And we're always trying to go up it better.
It's not just Motorsport Ireland, Shane. There's lots of other, I suppose, backing comes the way of you guys to get you in the position that you are.
Yeah, there's a lot of local support this weekend to help us, I suppose, compete this weekend, essentially. And just a big shout out to the sponsors at KAS, the Carrigart Hotel, Motor World, Cranford Stone, Haggerty's Ford, CBM Signs, National Fuels Letter Kenny, which is my own boss, so thanks Edward, and KWP Limited. So a big shout out to them for helping us be here this weekend. Yeah. Very much appreciated.
How important is it from an M Sport point of view that they have a very solid result this weekend? Because the Hyundai boys are here, the Toyota boys are here, Skoda's all here, the cream of the crop's all here, Shane.
Yes, just to showcase the car and the package and what it can do, and I suppose in turn then it sells more cars and it keeps them happy, and we can maybe get to drive some more too. So it's just to show the Fiesta's capability.
Well, listen, obviously he's looking to be in the top step. It's a huge weekend for you, Shane. Is there any sort of nerves there for you at all, or is it a case that this situation, that you thrive on it?
Yeah, well, I always kind of take it day by day because you can't look too far forward, but it's very important to be there Sunday morning because, as we know, in years gone past, the leaderboard has always changed. The story keeps changing. It's so exciting. So if you're there Sunday morning, the race is on. You can't be sitting back either on Friday and in a show, and you have to be going for it, but no, it should be good.
No doubt you boys have the pace and tarmac. You showed that earlier this year, so you used it.
Yeah, West Cork was real baptism of fire for both of us. It was first time sitting together, and yeah, it was good pace down there and everything worked really good. So we're just hoping to continue out with a little bit more now this weekend and take it from there.
Listen, guys, delighted that you took time out of your important recce to speak to me this morning. The best luck with the rest of the preparations for the event and, of course, the rally itself. And I'm sure we'll be speaking to the ceremonial start on Thursday evening. Thanks, man. Best luck.
Spot on. Thank you.